Charlotte at 6.
At 6:20, I'm Mark Harrison. Charlotte at 6. Now, an exciting story. You may just crack up. That was bad. Egg prices are going sky high. Some people getting backyard chickens, though some people don't want to buy the birds. Instead, they're renting chickens. Yes, you can rent chickens to lay eggs for you. Company called Rent the Chicken, and they're doing big business right now. And I just had to find out more about this when I read about it. The owner of Rent the Chicken joins us. She calls herself Homestead Jen. Is that your chicken name?
It is my chicken name. My farm name, if you will.
Now, where are you?
I'm outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, tell me about Rent a Chicken and how it works, because I know you can get them here in North Carolina, too. So how does this all work?
Sure thing. My husband and I are the co-founders of Rent the Chicken. We started our business 10 years ago this year, so we're excited about the length of time we've been in business as a small business. We have partnered with homesteaders and farmers across the United States and Canada, and one of those is outside of Raleigh-Durham, offering our Rent the Chicken program.
Yeah, I guess the idea I had was that this was a fairly new business because of egg prices shooting up, but there are a lot of backyard chicken people these days, aren't there?
There are, and we have grown and grown and grown every year we've been in business. People really want to try something new, or they want to have fresh eggs in the backyard, and other people are just in it for the experience because they don't know how to start or what to do, so they come to us for support.
Yeah, so how does this work? I mean, I have to tell you, my youngest son and his wife did chickens for a while, and they had so many eggs, they were overrun with eggs. I mean, and it just got to be such a mess, and they were like, we give up. But you
right.
rent...
That has happened.
Yeah, so you rent for a few months, a few chickens, or walk me through
this. Yeah, so our rentals are usually from spring until fall. 2 to 4 egg-laying hens, so 2 hens lay about a dozen eggs a week, and 4 hens lay about 2 dozen eggs a week. So
right.
Nothing super overwhelming. We provide a portable chicken coop with the rental, so someone does not have to build a coop or assemble a coop. We bring a nice coop with the rental, and the feed is included as well.
Wow. Well, then, okay, so you do it for a few months, and then if you like it, do you... go from renting to buying those chickens? Or
yes,
just order
you can adopt the hens with or without the coop. Or if it's not a good fit, wait for it. You can chicken out.
How many?
Not my first time.
I can see. So how many people send the chickens back and go, I'll just buy them at the store?
Oh, well, when you have, like, Fluffy and Noodle, you're not giving your chickens back very quickly if you've decided chickens are for you, you know?
Yeah.
And our hens are already laying, so if you buy baby chicks from the store, number one, it takes 4 to 6 months to know to get the first egg.
That's right.
And number two, it takes a few months to know if you have hens or roosters.
Mm.
And then you have to make a decision about what to do with the roosters. A lot of municipalities don't permit roosters.
That's right, because they're noisy. So somebody orders a couple of chickens and a little portable roost, and then after 6 months they have to send them back? Or
oh no, they can adopt. Absolutely.
Okay.
They can keep them. Yeah.
What an interesting business model. So how many rent-a-birds do you have out there right now?
We have locations all over the USA and Canada, and we can service about 50 major markets.
What does this cost me if I want a couple of chickens?
Yeah, the base price starts just under $500 for your region, and that includes the coop, the feed, and 2 hens, lays about a dozen eggs a week, and then the transportation fee would be dependent upon exactly where we are delivering to. But if anyone has a truck or a trailer, wants to meet within our free delivery, we'd waive that transportation fee.
Is this a big coop or just a little, what do the coops look like? I mean, for 2 chickens, it wouldn't need to be very big, right?
Not much. It doesn't take much space for the hens because the coop is portable. Being portable makes it so the hens always have access to fresh grass and bugs. It simulates free range time but keeps them super safe.
And what do you do when the neighbors start going, oh, it smells?
Oh, it shouldn't smell. With the moving of the coop, there's not a buildup of droppings, and there's not a dead spot in the yard. And 2 chickens, I mean, they make less waste than, like, your average medium-sized dog.
So it's one of those coops you kind of roll around from spot to spot on the yard so
That's
the
right.
poop
yeah.
doesn't build up. And
yeah. We're not putting a big chicken farm in someone's suburban backyard. Just a couple of chickens.
I'm just fascinated by that. What did you and your husband do before you came home one day and said, honey, I got a business idea. We're going to rent chickens.
My husband spent 20 years in IT fixing all the problems, and he is super stoked to be making people's dreams come true with Rent the Chicken. And I have a background in sales and project management.
When did the light bulb go off to go, we could rent these chickens?
Well, my job was coming to an end. It was a grant project, so yeah. It was coming to an end, and we were looking for something to do. We had already made the big move, like many people do, from the city to the country, and we were both telecommuting, really like that. That was before it was cool and popular the last couple of years. We, for sure, were looking for some business idea, and my husband did a Google search, and let me tell you, if there are crazy businesses, my husband has found them or thought of them. And so Googling and finding chicken rentals was a thing. And before you know it, Rent the Chicken was hatched. And if you search crazy business ideas, Rent the Chicken is on there.
Wow. Okay, so this is your full-time gig then, or do you have other...
Oh, more than full-time gig, yeah.
So do you have like a farm full of chickens and you get an order and you go, come here, girls, you're going to North Dakota?
No. Each of our farm partners, our affiliate partners, they have their coops and their chickens. And so we're not hustling chickens from, like, the greater Pittsburgh area to Charlotte on the regular. But our local provider can make deliveries from Raleigh-Durham. And so we usually make our deliveries in, like, April or May. The hens are laying well by then. They take some time off in the winter to refresh themselves, if you will.
Yeah.
But their laying is based on the amount of daylight. So we're on the upswing now. We've had our longest winter day of the year already. We're on the upswing, getting more daylight as each day continues, and the hens will be ready to lay and out, ready for delivery come April.
Okay, so if I want to do this because egg prices are going up, I've still got to wait a little bit.
Well, I mean, maybe we could squeeze it in. Your climate's not as intense as our climate, so I bet if Homestead Joni and Todd out of Raleigh-Durham are ready to rock and roll, they'll pop some chickens in a coop, pair them up, make sure they're getting along and laying, and bring them on over.
Wow. Are you getting a lot of calls from people now, more than ever, because of egg prices?
Well, we go through some cycles. When shutdowns happened, we had a lot of calls because people were at home. They weren't traveling. They spent their vacation money on Rent the Chicken, I'm convinced. And from there, people made... In the last couple of years, people have just made some big life changes, moving from the city to the country or moving from suburbia to the country. And those folks still are not sure how to raise backyard hens, so they've reached out to us. And so this is just another step in let's help people be a little closer to their food sources.
Rent the Chicken. I just love that. Well,
got it. RentTheChicken.com.
So that's it, huh? Go to rentthechicken.com, and you'll see all the chicken jokes you can hold and order a couple of chickens.
Oh, I mean, like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, to get to the renter's house.
What's the weirdest question you've ever been asked by a would-be chicken renter?
Oh, I don't even know. I should have been writing them down for the last 10 years.
Well, we felt embarrassed here in the newsroom the other day because we were going, well, now, wait a minute, how does this whole biology thing work? Don't you have to have a rooster to make a chicken
that
have
it? That is common, super common. So you don't need a rooster for a hen to lay an egg. Just like all my years to lay an egg, I didn't need my husband around. But to make it be fertile, then we need the rooster involved, right?
That's kind of an interesting way to an analogy, but I understand it now. So the eggs come out. I got you. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but a hen cycle is a little less than, you know, a human cycle. So they're laying an egg nearly every day. And, you know, the rooster, actually, rooster is quite a studly guy. He needs, like, 6 to 10 ladies to keep him happy.
But you're not renting roosters.
No, we don't. For people to have fresh eggs, the roosters aren't necessary.
There you go. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, you're a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Call me if you need me.
I think Jen rules the roost. So Rent the Chicken for about $500. You can rent two chickens in a small coop for your backyard. And Anna and I got a biology lesson out of that. Who knew, right?
No, that was really interesting. She was a lot of fun.
She's fun.
She made me laugh.